2965, Dagsboro American Legion, north of Route 26, 1,000 feet west of U.S. Route 113, a variance from the minimum parking space and paving requirements.
This has been approved once.
You can go up every beach one, sir.
Name and address.
Ken Christenberry, East Heston Street, George Sundell Road, Axiom Engineering.
All right, Mr. Christenberry, you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Ken Christenberry with Axiom Engineering. Those of you that were on the board 2 years ago may recall something of this. I don't think I see any new members. So this was approved in June, I believe, of 2005.
And expired, is that correct? It expired?
Yeah, sure. Right. Okay. It has expired, okay. Yes. What I wanted to do without going back through the record of why you approved it the first time was simply explain the cause of the delays that we've experienced with the project. And I'll try to be as brief as possible. However, if you have questions, I do have a lot of documentation with me.
Okay.
That I can flesh out details if you feel there's a need. Essentially, this was approved. It's a two-phase plan. The top plan you see is the plan we intend to build if the variances are granted. Initially, we had intended to do a septic with an elevated sand mound. Since that time, the county engineer's office has said we're within a five-year sewer district and we can use a holding tank, but we still don't have the ability to connect to sewer. The bottom plan is what will be built in phase two when sewer is provided by Sussex County. And that does not require variances, either of the two variances we're seeking tonight. The first variance is for a reduction in parking spaces. We probably could add some additional parking now because the sand mound is gone, but the building that we're proposing is smaller than they had originally intended due to funding. The second variance is to not pave
this eastern edge of the property right here where the holding tanks will be. In the future, that's where the sewer will be run, so the lane of paving. At phase one, the paving would be extended right to here, and then the balance would be gravel. So when sewer is connected, we would pave over that and pave the balance of the parking lot and expand the parking lot at that time. Since this plan, you're probably wondering, in 2 years, have we done anything? And the answer is absolutely we have. September 26th, we received preliminary site plan approval from Sussex County Planning and Zoning. December 2nd, we received a site plan approval from the State Fire Marshal's Office. September 8th of 06, we received DLDOT entrance approval. One that I forgot to mention in my letter is we got a wetlands impact permit for the minor impacts to the ditch, setting a pipe and setting some stone. That is approved November 21st of 06, and that will expire March of 08. So we are certainly anxious to get construction started because federal permits are not very fun to get. I have, again, much more information about some of the specifics of the delays. If you'd care to hear them, I can belabor them. If you care to get home sooner,
I think the board's well aware of the time frames and the problems that you have in projects of this magnitude. So
yeah.
I don't think there's been any suggestion that somebody's been sitting around doing nothing.
I mean, if you all are happy to wrap it up, I am as well.
did we initially approve the variances indefinitely or until they were no longer needed?
Well, just for a year. That's all we did.
The variances?
Yeah.
No.
They were approved permanently.
You're suggesting that once you're connected to city or to county sewer, that the variances will no longer be necessary.
We'd come in and pave and expand the parking lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
the two phases are indicated on the two plans that are there,
so
and
I
our
suggest,
our stormwater approvals reflect that.
I feel like you got it. Yeah. Okay.
I was under the impression that the numbers were fixed. You were getting a variance on the numbers, but that the paving was only temporary until the sewer district was completed. Is that
actually, once the sewer connects, we can actually meet your code for parking.
Okay.
Yeah, we can actually add that.
We ought to make that stipulation. I think right now it's a variance on condition, and which would allow them to have less parking spaces than needed or required. My suggestion would be that if we're going to approve it for until it's needed and then no longer.
No longer have to cease to exist. Just prove that, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. There are no further questions, Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Johnson?
One quick one. So all you need is DENREC approval for something with the tax ditch now or no?
Well, the tax ditch approval, actually, I got it in this week with all but one signature on it. The one thing that's remaining is in order to apply for a holding tank instead of a sand mound, we have to have a concept approval from the county engineering department, and we have submitted plans, and they have not yet issued an approval.
So what you were originally waiting for from DENREC, you have in hand this
Yeah, I can actually show you a copy of it, although my copy is missing Frank Piorco's signature. He's the official at DENREC who has to make the final sign-off. But that's been the delay for a long time. Now, at this point, the county engineer's office will write a letter telling DENREC we will have sewer there in 5 years, which then allows them to issue a holding tank permit.
All right, thank you.
And hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the variance for as long as it's needed, and once the county sewer is finished, then it should revert back to the requirement for parking spaces.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills. And a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9,965. All those in favor of the motion, get the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved, sir. Yes, indeed.
Case number 99.